Good morning. This morning we are going to look at a text in which Jesus tells us to do something that's not very easy. He's going to talk about forgiveness, something that becomes actually something that we want for us, but sometimes is very difficult for us to give to others. And yet, we are all forgiven through Jesus Christ and His shed blood. And because of this great promise for each and every one of us, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this morning comes from Luke chapter 17, verses 3 through 10. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the hearing of the gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespasses against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee seven times a day and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready with I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Amen. Please be seated. Pay attention to yourselves. Take heed. If your brother sins against sin, your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. The first part's easy. We're very good in a lot of cases about pointing out others' sins. It's the second part that becomes more difficult. The youth rally, which I attended last weekend, forgiveness was the theme. And this is the theme verse from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. We are forgiven. And this is the hard part. And we talked about this during the youth rally. It's very easy for us to want forgiveness for ourselves. But when someone sins against us, what do we usually look for? Justice. Vengeance. We want them to pay the price. But this is not how Jesus instructs His disciples. If your brother trespasses, rebuke him. And the rebuke that we usually show is not rebuke that's face to face. It's when we go out and we tell other people about what somebody has done. We don't go to the person. We talk about them. to others. But that's not how Jesus wants us to face these things. When we see a brother in sin, or we're sinned against by a brother, we're supposed to go to them, to speak to them. To tell them what they have done wrong. And not out of some sense of superiority, but understanding that we too are sinners. And we too have been called to repentance. And then it comes down to this thing that is much greater than we would expect. Because Jesus tells us in verse 4, if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. Now, a lot of times it's not hard that first time to say, yes, you're forgiven. But when it happens over and over and over again, it becomes much harder. I was thinking about when I was growing up, and I told the Sunday school kids this morning about my little innocent sister. For those of you who don't know her, she's married to Pastor Charlie Birkstead down in Plymouth, and everybody looks at her as a wonderful saint. And she is, because God proclaimed it so. But she also used to be an antagonist. And she knew I would get in trouble if I paid out retribution. And so she would have antagonized more. And children, you can see this. But adults do the same thing. We pick at people. We know how to push their buttons. And yet do we forgive? As Jesus calls us to do. You see, forgiveness is something that is difficult. A lot of times we say we forgive, but we hardly ever forget in this flesh. God says in the book of Hebrews that he remembers our sin no more. That's how complete his forgiveness is for us. We pray each and every time that we get together and we pray the Lord's Prayer when we do it on our own. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. There's not only the forgive us part, but there's the part where we ask for forgiveness as we forgive. And this becomes something that we have to pay attention to as followers of Jesus Christ. Do we forgive like we have been forgiven? Totally, utterly, completely. Over and over again. Because if we're really honest with ourselves, we realize that we enter into the same sins over and over and over again. And we have to come back and ask for forgiveness over and over and over again. And God never withholds that forgiveness. And so now Jesus is calling on his disciples to do that exact same thing. And his disciples don't even answer the question or say what they were going to do. They say, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Give us more strength to do this. forgiveness is difficult. We worry about all the evil things in this world. We think that somehow God has forgotten us because evildoers get enriched. Their lives seem somehow better. But we heard it from the psalm this morning. Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good. You see, this is really becomes our calling as followers of Jesus Christ, is to forgive as we were forgiven. And in this, it takes faith. Faith that in the end, God will sort all of this out. That He truly is on the throne and in control. And Jesus comes after asking for the increase of faith and says this: if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now that would be a handy trick. As someone who gathers firewood and does all that stuff, I'd love to be able to go, tree, go from there to over there. It would make my life much easier. But this is the thing that goes on, or this is the thing. Faith is something that is not measurable. It's something that we either have or we do not. You can't measure faith by a yardstick or a scale. We either believe and have faith to believe, or we do not. And if we have faith, we will do the things that we are called to do. Because the Holy Spirit is active and working in us. Will any of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come from the field, now come at once and recline at the table? Now, we really don't have servants for the most part when we deal with these, when we're talking. So we have to kind of look back at what we can compare this to. And I was thinking about this as we walk into a restaurant. How many of us look at the waiter or the waitress and say, hey, sit down, eat. Let me take care of you. You eat, I'll make sure I get everything for you. But rather, we come in expecting that we are going to be waited on. And this is the same thing that he's dealing with here. The servant comes in from the field. Master doesn't say, well, now sit down and eat. I'll take care of you. He says, hey, there's the kitchen. Here's the table. Prepare some food. Get it out here for me to eat and to drink. And then, when the servant is done, he can eat and drink. And it's interesting because Jesus goes on to say, does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? We want to think that when we forgive, or that when we do good works, that we somehow earn some special respect or some special place in God's heart. This is not what it is. We are servants of God. He works in and through us. And so all that we do and all the forgiveness that we give comes down to this. So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. Our duty. Notice that it is not rewarded. It is rewarded in the sense that in the end, we will be joined with the Father through Jesus Christ. In the end, suffering and pain will end. But we only do this because we were called by God through the Scripture and through the Gospel of Jesus Christ to be God's servants. To do the things that He has asked us to do. To forgive others as we were forgiven. To love others as we have been loved. And we will mess this up. And so when we go back to the Father and we ask for forgiveness through Jesus Christ, He forgives. And now that we are forgiven, what do we do to the other? Do we demand vengeance? Do we demand justice? Are we angry? Or do we look at them through the eyes of Jesus Christ and proclaim each other forgiven in the name and shed blood of Jesus Christ? For you are forgiven. Not because you've earned forgiveness, but because God is very, very gracious to each and every one of us and has forgiven us. And Paul says this, that He has forgiven us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but now has been made known to us through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. God knew His plan. He knew mankind. He would create mankind and we would be sinners. But He also knew that He loved us enough that He would forgive us. And so now with Him and with His Son Jesus Christ is the one that we follow. Our command that we have been given is to forgive. Not to demand justice, but to freely apply the grace of God through Jesus Christ to our brother and to all people who sin against us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You and we give You thanks for the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness that You have given us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. And we ask that You, Father, would work in us. That faith that You have planted in us would grow. That, Father, we would have that same heart. That we would forgive our brother. That we would forgive those who have wronged us. Father, work in each and every one of us so that we would have grace and mercy as we have been shown grace and mercy. Father, let us go out today from here and into this week bringing that message of forgiveness through our actions and through our words, that people would come to know You through those actions and words. Work in and through us to bring the gospel of Your Son, Jesus Christ, to all those people that we come in contact with this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Raise your heads and your hearts and receive the Lord's